Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bi-monthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about our paper, just visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and there you can find all the information you'll need. You can get the paper as a PDF in your email or as a hard copy through the United States Postal Service. You can also get a bundle of the papers sent to a congregation. All of this is free of charge. Let us know what we can do for you, and we'll be happy to add you to one of our mail lists. Also, if you've not yet subscribed to our Podbean channel, go to podbean.com, search for Fulton County Gospel News, and become a follower. And you can download the Podbean app on your phone, on your smartphone, for free, and you can follow us there and follow a lot of other good biblical podcasts that are available these days. Today, I want to read an article to you from the January 1975 edition of Fulton County Gospel News. The title of the article is The Cup Question, and Harold Turner was the author. This is a subject that I have some personal experience with. It's pretty interesting to have this discussion with folks who believe that only one cup should be used, because when this discussion is had, usually lines of fellowship are drawn. In other words, if you use more than one cup, you're going to hell. And in fact, I've been told that myself, that because our congregation uses multiple cups, we are in sin and thus, hellbound. So, Brother Turner did a good job on this article, so I'm going to share it with you today. For many years, there has been a controversy over the meaning of the cup which Jesus referred to in instituting the Lord's Supper. This issue has created sharp contention and has divided brethren in both worship and fellowship. The issue basically involves whether all members of a congregation must drink the fruit of the vine from one container, and whether or not it is scriptural to use individual containers for each member of a congregation. The first reference to this subject is found in Matthew 26, 27 and 28. Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Also from Luke 22, 17 and 20, "And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and said, Take this, and divide it among yourselves. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you." From these two references, we find several clear points to consider. Number one, Jesus took the cup. Number two, he gave the cup to his disciples. Number three, he instructed them to divide the cup among themselves. Number four, each disciple was to drink of the cup. Number five, Jesus defined the cup as being my blood of the New Testament. And number six, he further refers to the cup as being this fruit of the vine. What is the cup in the above scriptures? Is it the container, the contents, or the contents and the container? It is sometimes contended that to get a clear picture of these scriptures, we must consider the Greek words from which they are translated, especially the word cup and the word of. Cup is translated from the Greek word poterion, which is defined as a vessel from which one drinks. The word of is translated from the Greek word ek, which is a translation in other places as out of or from. Looking at these Greek words in no way improves or changes the clear and simple way that they are stated in our Bibles. For example, if one drinks of a river or out of a river, or from a river, we would understand each of these statements to mean the same. He might drink from or out of the river either directly or by the use of some drinking vessel, but he still drinks from the river. The Greek word poterion may literally mean a vessel from which one drinks. However, it is not always used in this literal sense. In Matthew 26, 39 and 42, its use is obviously symbolic. "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup," poterion, "pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." Surely no person would understand Jesus to be speaking of a literal drinking vessel, yet he uses a word meaning a literal drinking vessel. It might be observed from this that Jesus was to drink it, the cup. It is not drink from it, but drink it, the cup. Whatever the cup was, it was to be drunk, not drunk from. If the cup here is a literal container, the literal container was to be drunk. It may be possible for one to become so absorbed in his attention on the Greek word poterion and ek that he missed the clear statement of Jesus in telling us what his cup is. Jesus said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. For this cup is my blood of the New Testament." The cup is clearly stated to symbolize or represent the blood Jesus shed for us. How many cups are to be used in the Lord's Supper? Only one. This question is like asking, how many bloods did Jesus shed for us? He shed His blood, and the cup is a symbol of that blood. Jesus said the cup was His blood of the New Testament. How many New Testaments do we have? Only one. When we assemble to study this New Testament, we all study from or out of the same New Testament. However, we use a different container or volume of the New Testament, but it's the same New Testament. And people all over the world can read from the same New Testament. In like manner, there is only one cup we all drink from or out of, the same cup. All people all over the world can drink from the same cup, for there is but one. That cup is the blood of the New Testament which Jesus shed and symbolized by the fruit of the vine. In 1 Corinthians 10:16, Paul wrote, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ?" The individual Christian has communion with Christ in the cup and the bread. It is not a communion between Christians, but the Christian and Christ. This communion is not the container of either the bread or the cup, but upon the bread itself and the cup itself, the bread representing the body and the cup representing the blood. Jesus placed no stress upon the container of that which represented His blood. It is when we fail to remember Him, properly discerning His body, that we eat and drink damnation to ourselves, not when we drink the cup from individual containers. To make the law that all members of the congregation must drink from the same container is to make a law that is without scriptural support. Yet this law has been made by some and enforced to the point of dividing the church. To support this law, a congregation must not grow beyond the number that can all drink from the same container. As one advocate of this doctrine wrote, "When the congregation reaches about 70 members, they need to start another congregation, for about 70 is all that can drink from one container." I wonder what scripture this teaching is based upon. The first church mentioned in the Bible began with over 3,000 members. Great care must be taken to follow our Lord's admonition from 2 John 9, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God." To go beyond or to fall short of the doctrine of Christ is to sever ourselves from God. All right, so again, that article is from the January 1975 edition of the paper, written by Harold Turner. And so, 1975, so we're 47 years removed from that article. And like I said, just within the last couple of years, I myself have had this discussion with folks who are members of the Church of Christ, and they do hold that position, as Brother Turner pointed out in that article, that this is a matter of fellowship, and that if you use more than one container, then you are going to hell. And I like the distinction that Brother Turner made between the cup and the container. And I think that's a distinction that those who hold the one container position fail to make. Jesus says, "This is the cup of the new covenant." He's talking about His blood. He's talking not about a physical container, but about what it represents. And we understand that. It's just so, I would say, in one sense, interesting, but in another sense, so disturbing to watch those who claim to be faithful to Christ make laws where Jesus Himself did not. You know, to me, to answer this doctrine of the one container, there's only one passage that you need, and it's Luke 22 and verse 17. He gave the cup to His disciples and told them to divide it among themselves. That forever answers this idea of one container. They were sitting at a meal. They all had their own container. He passed His around and said, "Divide this among yourselves." All right. Well, I appreciate you tuning in to this edition of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. Again, if you want the paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and get a hold of us. Let us know what we can do for you. subscribe to our Podbean channel, and you can share this content on social media and help us spread God's word as far as we can. Thanks again for listening today, and I will catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.